Before we learned to write, language lived in the air, in talk, stories, and nursery rhymes. And all the tune that he could play was Over the Hills and Far Away. What a song to rear a travel writer. In 1999, I posted my manuscript Where the Earth Ends to John Murray and had an astonishing thought only as my hand released 2 years' work into the postbox. Every theme in it had lived with me since childhood. To research it, I had reached the remote Chilean island where the real Robinson Crusoe had been marooned. Isla Masatierra had been renamed Robinson Crusoe Island, and I flew Robinson Crusoe Airlines. If you write well, reality will come around. I had already sailed to Antarctica in the wake of The Ancient Mariner, a poem that entranced me for the same reasons as Defoe's novel. On rainy days in our suburban Liverpool council house, I was transported to other worlds. Although my parents' ambitions were modest and as monochrome as the threadbare decade of the 1950s, I knew these worlds weren't beyond my reach. My grandfather was an able seaman and brought back proof, parrots and monkeys. I read Hans Christian Andersen but disliked his cruelty, especially little Kay in The Snow Queen, the boy infected by slivers of troll glass, so he hates those who love him. Surely he can see who is good and who is bad? In The Emperor's New Clothes, could no one but the small boy admit the emperor was naked? Nothing could be more absurd, or more true. I learned it is human nature that powers a story. I have kept on returning to these stories, sometimes by accident. In my 50s, I led an expedition round Spitsbergen, home of the Snow Queen, life returning to fairy tales. No one told me the Odyssey and the Iliad were adult reading, so in my early teens, I buried my face in the black covers of Penguin classics and lived with sullen warriors and petulant gods. Little remains from the conservative, often colonial fiction my grammar school slid into my satchel. The only one I reread as an adult was Lord of the Flies, another desert island, and boys behaving as if they were warring Greeks. Puberty brought poetry. Adrian Henry and Roger McGough, they gave me permission to write about ordinary life. When I travelled to Peru to write Cloud Road, my companion was Don Quixote, a postmodern masterpiece written centuries before modernism. In part two, published years after the first, they meet people who have read about them in part one. They are celebrities. Cervantes understood writing could change the world. At the end, Don Quixote unexpectedly renounces the chivalric books which had lured him into this romantic alternative to ordinary life. Cervantes knew such power challenged the orthodoxy of the Inquisition. That renunciation was not failure. In his novel, he had already dismantled their lame world and freed us to run.